Dr. Bill, and this is the Traditional Naturopath Podcast. I trust you have been having a good week. Actually, it's been a couple of weeks since we've done a podcast. Try to have a podcast every week, but sometimes we just don't have either the time or there hasn't been enough news that struck my fancy in the natural health arena. That's not the case this past week. There's just been a lot of things that kind of got my blood going, and I needed to share it with you. So get yourself ready for a really, how shall I put it, informative and yet also slightly inflammatory podcast this week. I just got a few things I want to rant about a little bit. Normally I try to be a little calm and just simply informative, but boy, there's been some things going on in the natural health world that has my ire up. So let's start off the podcast with some good news, and then we'll get into those other areas that I'm talking about. First of all, let's go to the last blog entry since the last podcast. The last podcast was number 24. This is number 25, and I'm recording it on March the 10th, and you may be listening later, but at any rate, there's some good things going on. Before I really want to get to the other stuff, but I'm going to calm down here and stick with the fact that we do have good news, and that is there is a little known herb that normalizes blood sugar. It is the nopal plant, N-O-P-A-L. And I asked the question, why haven't we heard about this plant before? Well, it's been out there, but you have to do some research. It's actually better known by its name of the prickly pear cactus, and it lowers blood sugar, and that's been well documented in a lot of different studies. Now, this is traditional Mexican medicine, which is not as well known as Ayurvedic medicine from India and traditional Chinese medicine, TCM. But this is traditional Mexican medicine, and nopal is used to treat type 2 diabetes. Now, Mexican researchers have found that people with non-insulin-dependent diabetes, that's diabetes that can normally be controlled by dietary changes, if they're given broiled nopal stems, experienced a large drop in blood sugar levels. It's been shown that a daily consumption of 250 grams of this plant will also lower total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol levels, according to a recent study. HDL, which is the good form of cholesterol, according to researchers, and triglyceride levels were not affected. So it positively affects cholesterol level, and it also causes a drop in blood sugar levels. Now, why wouldn't we, I'm just going to throw this out there, why wouldn't we go to a natural treatment like the prickly pear cactus, which is a plant that can be consumed as a food that has a positive effect on cholesterol level, which everybody's getting all bent out of shape about. Now, let me preface that statement by saying I think there's been way too much made of cholesterol. Way too much made of it. There are a lot of researchers and a lot of natural health researchers who believe that this whole cholesterol thing is just hype that has been put in place to sell drugs, to benefit drug companies, and we're going to get into that in just a little while in some other areas. But I think, you know, cholesterol is a natural substance that occurs in the blood. It is used to seal fissures and cracks in blood vessels. It is a naturally designed, if you will, band-aid from the inside for blood vessels, and yet people are trying to get rid of it right and left. And then they wonder about the problems they're having with vein issues and so forth. So, I think in the long run, down the road, everybody's going to go, oh, wow, we were too concerned about cholesterol and we shouldn't have been. So, you know, take all of that with a grain of salt. But if you are interested in lowering cholesterol levels, why not look to the prickly pear cactus or nopal? And particularly if it lowers blood sugar levels naturally, to a, as it says, large extent. Now, I have a quote here from natural health advocate Mike Adams, who says, conventional medicine, including drug companies and the FDA, do not want the public to learn about Nopal because it would cost Big Pharma hundreds of millions of dollars in annual profits from diabetes drug sales. The public is intentionally kept ignorant about natural treatments for diabetes as a way to maximize corporate profits. Which leads us right into our rant this week about what's going on in the natural health arena with regard to just craziness. I'm going to skip over a couple of the other entries and go directly to this. It's just too good to wait for this entry. The truth on new vaccines. Follow the money. Now, you've probably heard on the news lately about this vaccine that they're trying to mandate for young girls in like 17 different states, led off by Texas. The governor of Texas said that he wanted to absolutely mandate for all school children, female school children, in the state of Texas, they had to receive this vaccine. Okay? First of all, the state should not be telling me that I have to take a vaccine. Okay? It's my body. I have the right to control what goes into it, whether it's a food or whether it's a drug or whatever. You don't violate my body by telling me I've got to take a vaccine and signing it into law. But, again, as I say, follow the money. Is it a coincidence that Merck, the company that makes this vaccine, gave huge campaign contributions to the governor of Texas? Or that his chief of staff is a lobbyist for Merck now? I really don't think so. The New York Times, in its February 17th, edition reported, in Texas, Governor Rick Perry recently issued an order that girls be vaccinated, but some legislators are trying to overturn the order, with some opponents complaining because the governor's former chief of staff is now a lobbyist for Merck. And then I say, follow the money. Now, that's not the least of it. Merck, as you know, got into a tremendous amount of trouble because of their Vioxx drug that was actually causing heart damage among people using the drug. They started losing money. So what do? You come up with new drugs. They're a drug company. That's what they do. So they came up with new drugs. Gardasil, Zostavax, and Rotateg, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, were all vaccines introduced by Merck in late 2005 in an attempt to turn around their finances in the wake of litigation over thousands of deaths caused by the painkiller Vioxx. Now, Gardasil is the one that the governor has tried to mandate people receive in Texas by law. Now, that's just wrong on so many levels, it's crazy. But these other drugs are just as bad. As a matter of fact, Merck's vaccine Rotateg, if I'm again pronouncing that correctly, has a risk of a growing incidence of intussusception, which is the intestine telescoping into itself, causing an obstruction of the bowel, which if it is not repaired surgically will lead to death. This just really gets me that they keep coming up with these unnatural chemical drugs that are introduced into the system that then causes all these problems, and you just should not come up with treatments that are just designed to rake in a whole bunch of money for a business. Remember, you are the person most responsible for your personal health. You need to make a decision, not let people ram it down your throat. So, whatever it takes, we need to stand up against this insanity of people trying to force vaccines and drugs on us. I think about Abraham Cherry, the young man who was being forced to take chemotherapy when he didn't want to receive the chemotherapy. It's his decision, his parents' decision, in that he was a minor, but his parents were in full agreement. He didn't want to receive the chemotherapy, and yet the court system was trying to make him receive that chemotherapy. That's just wrong in my book. All right. Let's jump back now to our item after the Nopal plant, and that is an article that I wrote on the battle in North Carolina is brewing again. What battle is that? The battle over the term ND. Not MD as in medical doctor, but ND as in doctor of naturopathy. Now, I have an ND. I have a PhD in theology. I have an ND, which is a doctor of naturopathy. And I got it from the Trinity School of Natural Health in Indiana. Now, here's the problem with this whole battle that's brewing in North Carolina now over a new bill. There's been one introduced every year for the last probably 5 years. This organization, the CNME, has lobbied state legislatures all over the country to try to get it made illegal for anyone to use ND or NME unless they went to a school that was authorized by the CNME. Now, who is the CNME? It's an organization put together by Bastyr University and other universities and schools that are linked with them to try to take over the term ND and NMD and make it illegal for anyone to use those terms unless they go to their schools. Now, let's just step back here and think a minute. If I were to go to NC State University and get a Bachelor of Arts degree, what if University of Chapel Hill suddenly said, you know, we offer Bachelor of Arts degrees, and if you went to NC State and got one, it's not real? Now, would you sit back and go, oh, well, okay, that's reasonable? No, of course not. It's not reasonable to say that we're the only one that can legitimately offer a degree if you have a plan of study and you're offering a degree program. Now, you could say, and there are a lot of people that say, that a degree from one institution is better than a degree from another institution. That's merely opinion based on the track record of the schools involved. That's a whole other thing. But to legally say you can't use a degree term or reference because you went to one school instead of another school, that's crazy. And yet it's getting written into the laws of states throughout the country. South Carolina, for instance, is one that you cannot practice as a naturopath. Okay? There are other states that are bringing these laws into place that are making it illegal to be a naturopath. Now, I personally do not have a consultancy, you know, interest. I'm not out there seeing clients. You know, if people ask me for particular advice, I will give it to them freely from the information that I have, but let them make the decision. I am not out there to, quote, prescribe anything. I am not in the prescribing business. All I can do is share information that I've learned, what the information resources are, let them go look at those resources and make a decision for themselves. I'm all about you being the person who is most responsible for your health. Okay? That's my position, personally. So I don't have any dog in this fight. I'm not out there saying, I want to be a practicing naturopath. No, I want to write as I'm doing here on the blog. I want to educate as I'm doing here on the blog and on the podcast. It is not my plan or intention to open up a corner, you know, consultancy as a naturopath. That, you know, my day job, if you will, is as a computer system administrator and webmaster, and I've got a lot of hats that I wear in the computer arena. But the point is, again, I have no personal axe to grind about this other than what I believe is the injustice of an organization that was formed specifically to exclude schools that are not part of their little group. Okay? I think that is a despicable practice. And so I could not agree with it, could not be for it. And if North Carolina does pass this law, I think it will be a huge injustice. So I encourage you to contact the state legislators in North Carolina, if you're in the state, and let them know that this bill is a bad idea. All right? Now, here's a little background about naturopathy. A naturopath is historically a teacher of wellness. They do not want to be a medical doctor at all. By traditional definition, naturopathy does not use surgery. It does not use drugs. It does not use harsh, invasive methods in their consulting. Now, the acknowledged founder of American naturopathy is Dr. Benedict Lust, and he told naturopaths once in a speech that he was giving, "Remember, naturopaths are doctors minus the materia medica and surgery." The materia medica that Dr. Lust referred to was prescription drugs. So, no prescription drugs, no surgery, that's a naturopath. Now, this organization I was talking about, the CNME, and those in their group, they want to redefine naturopathy from its traditional viewpoint to be a poor man's medicine. They want to be like miniature doctors. They want to use minor surgery, and they want to be able to prescribe drugs. Now, if you want to be an MD, MD, not N, MD, a medical doctor, then go and study allopathic medicine. Be an allopathic medical doctor. Go out and get your MD. Take the time, money, effort, energy, and study to become a medical doctor. But don't try to redefine a traditional classical naturopath to include practices that have historically not been part of naturopathic practitioners, and that is surgery, drugs, and all these other things that they want to use. And they can rename themselves naturopathic medical doctors, you know, NMDs, whatever they want to do, but leave naturopathy, the traditional practice of naturopathy, alone. Okay? So, this proposed bill that's going before the General Assembly states in its one of its clauses, 90.3.1, an approved program of naturopathic medicine, a graduate-level full-time didactic and supervised clinical training that is accredited or has achieved candidacy status for accreditation by the Council on Naturopathic Medical Education, the CNME, Naturopathic Medical Education Program. So written into the law is that this group is the only group that will be able to establish what is true naturopathy. That is fundamentally wrong. That's just the way it is. All right, next thing. If you say that their form of naturopathy is the true form, then Trinity College of Natural Health, which is my alma mater, could not and would never be approved by the CNME because they would not approve of surgery and they would not approve of drugs. They are a traditional naturopathic institution. So they could not be approved by this organization, and neither would they want to be approved by this organization. All right, the next part of this proposed bill, 90-810 A and B, says, use of titles and prohibition, get this, prohibition against practice by unlicensed persons. Licensees shall use the title naturopathic physician and the recognized abbreviation of ND. Persons licensed under this article have the exclusive right to use the titles naturopathic physician, naturopathic doctor, doctor of naturopathic medicines, doctor of naturopathy, ND, ND, and NMD, in other words, N dot D dot or ND, any of those forms are the only ones that can be used, are the ones who are licensed under this bill according to this legislation. Proposed legislation. Okay, hasn't passed yet. We still have a chance to stop it. B says, no person shall represent himself or herself in public as a naturopathic physician, doctor of naturopathic medicine, doctor of naturopathy, or as being otherwise authorized to practice naturopathic medicine in North Carolina without having a license under this article. Now, based on this, I could not call myself a doctor of naturopathy, even though I have an earned degree in naturopathy, because my school is not approved by an organization that was founded specifically to usurp the rights of people from other schools to practice naturopathy. This is blatantly wrong. Okay? I get irritated about this because they set themselves up, so to speak, as judge and jury, and that's it. If the state writes it in as law, that's all there is. Okay. Now, there are a lot of people who are concerned about this that have come together and tried to keep and protect traditional naturopathy to the point that they've even trademarked the term certified traditional naturopath, CTN, to be able to at least establish a group that can say we are the original traditional naturopaths. That group is let me make sure I get their full name right. The American Naturopathic Certification Board, ANCB. The ANCB is available at ancb.net if you want to check them out. But they are the American Naturopathic Certification Board. They offer a long test, a certification test, to certify you as a board certified naturopath. I have gone through that. It was not easy, but I went through it and got that certification, so I am a board certified traditional naturopath. I can use the CTN at the end of my name to indicate that I am a truly a certified traditional naturopath, not one of these mutated quasi allopathic medical versions that they're trying to pass off these days in so many of these states that have passed these laws by the CNME. So, please, let's stand up in North Carolina and stop this craziness of people trying to take over the term ND. All right, next and last item is, and this one's another one that gets your blood going. It sounds like a bad movie plot, but it is real. Now, let's imagine you have a group of renegade scientists that conspire together to create a new food crop by inbreeding a human gene into a plant. The crop is then released to the public, and strange and unforeseen effects begin to be seen in the nation's populace. Sounds like a bad movie, doesn't it? In a mutant rice. Well, turns out it's not a bad movie. It's really happening right now. Now, what we need to do, we need to push for at least, at minimum, labeling of these Frankenfoods. You've heard of Frankenstein. These are Frankenfoods. This is a rice plant that's been mutated with a human gene. Now, I don't know about you, but if you start planting that out in the, just outside, and this mutates and mutates and continues, it is like a science fiction movie. It's crazy. And yet, this California-based company, Ventria Bioscience, has synthesized a human immune protein and put it into rice. Okay? Now, Jane Rissler of the Union of Concerned Scientists says this is not a product that everyone would want to consume. It is unwise to produce drugs in plants outdoors. Amen to that. All right? Now, health advocate Mike Adams says about this, these experiments with genetically modified crops are, in my view, extremely dangerous and may ultimately lead to a genetic Chernobyl that could devastate the U.S. food supply. Such crops should never be allowed to be planted in the open. In giving this preliminary approval, the USDA seems to be once again leaning towards protecting corporate profits rather than public health. The motives of a regulatory agency that allows such crops to be planted in open fields are highly questionable. Now, why does it matter about planting them in open fields? Because you take this genetically modified organism, you plant it in a field, wind, birds, animals, insects take those genetically modified plants and seeds, and they spread and they get into the natural world, and they continue to mutate and to change. This is where terrible things can begin to happen. We shouldn't be messing with the genetics of these natural plants, particularly mutating them with human genes. I mean, come on, folks. This is just crazy. Now, my point is that these genetically modified foods, or GMO foods, we need to, at the very least, have labeling on these foods so that we can avoid them like the plague. Okay? I guarantee if I walk into a grocery store and see a food that says genetically modified food, I'm passing it right by. I'm not going to be eating it. But my concern is they're going to get into the food supply without labeling, and then people are going to be eating them and not even knowing that they're eating genetically modified foods. That's really, to me, the real tragedy. Because, again, my stand is you are the person most responsible for your health, but how can you be responsible for your own personal health if you're not given the information you need to make informed decisions? So that's what we need to do. You need to stand up and push for these things and not just lay back and let them happen. All right. Well, we're out of time. We're going to have to go. I really was on a soapbox this week, and I knew I was going to be, so I just wanted to warn you ahead of time that was coming. But at any rate, I trust you've enjoyed it, and I want to hear from you. You can write me at Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at traditionalnaturopath.com, and let me know how these programs are helping you, or just... any kind of questions or whatever about what we've talked about, I'd love to hear from you. Well, remember, until next time, you are the person most responsible.